looking at right now is a sight to behold. It is really something. I wish that you could just be here as much as we're here to be a part of it, but it is rather amazing to see what is taking place here at Target Field. At the moment, we are watching the ceremonial first pitch. The retired numbers of the Minnesota Twins, Ken Herbeck, Tony Oliva, Harmon Killebrew, Rodney Carew, and Kirby Puckett Jr., representing his dad Kirby, have just watched as Jerry Bell, along with Mike Opat, Hennepin County Commission Chair and Superintendent of the construction of this ballpark of Mortensen Construction, Dave Mansell, throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. All three steerikes right down Broadway. Wow. What a presentation. The flyover, the raising of the flags, the national anthem. Just a brilliant performance here today. And we will be bringing you the baseball game between the Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Before we go to break, let me call in the Dazzle Man, Dan Gladden, our broadcast partner here. And Danny, I cannot describe what is taking place here this afternoon. This is a absolute sight to behold.
John, there's so many things that we can talk about here. And, of course, we got a ball game coming up here pretty soon. But, you know, some of the players that current and former players that have been running around shaking hands. The flags that the Kirby Puckett statue that was unveiled around 11:30 here this morning at this ballpark, John. And the flyby you talk about. But
yep.
Just the fans. And I had an opportunity to walk down through the concourse and the mezzanine levels. And just the excitement, the people that are walking around and just having such a good time. And the weather is just outstanding here today.
We have sunshine. Temperatures appear probably to be somewhere in the mid-60s as the Twins and the Red Sox get ready to play ball. This afternoon, it will be John Lester, a left-hander, making his second start of the 2010 season. He did not figure in the decision in his first against the New York Yankees. And his mound opponent will be Carl Pavano. Carl, 1-0, pitched brilliantly for the Twins in Game 3 of the 2010 season against the Los Angeles Angels last Wednesday night. 7 innings. He very effectively scattered 6 hits, didn't walk a man and struck out 6, and picked up a win in the Twins' victory over the Los Angeles Angels. So it was quite a start for Carl Pavano, who last year joined the Twins after the July 31st trade deadline and won 5 games and lost 4 in the final 2 months of the season. So it's the Twins and the Red Sox. It'll be left-hander Lester against right-hander Pavano. Kyle Hammer is going to be our game site engineer today, and we're here in the broadcast booth ready to bring you Twins baseball from Target Field and the inaugural broadcast.
Here are the starting lineups, and it is brought to you by Broadway Pizza. Leading off for the Boston Red Sox will be the shortstop Marco Scudero, batting second at second base, Dustin Pedroia. Batting third, doing the catching, is Victor Martinez. Batting fourth at first base will be Kevin Youkilis. Batting fifth at DH for the Red Sox, former Twin David Ortiz. Batting sixth at third base, Adrian Beltre. Batting seventh and playing right field is J.D. Drew. Batting eighth and in center field will be Mike Cameron. Batting ninth in left field, Jeremy Hermita. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox here this afternoon is second start will be left-hander John Lester. Well, here's the starting lineup for the Minnesota Twins as they take the field. Leading off and in center field is Denard Span. Orlando Hudson will bat second, play second base. Batting third, behind the plate, will be Joe Mauer. Justin Morneau at first base bats fourth. Michael Kadir in right field bats fifth. Jason Kubel will be the DH this afternoon and bats sixth. Delman Young in left field bats seventh. Shortstop is going to be J.J. Hardy. He'll bat eighth and batting ninth. And at third base will be Nick Punto. Pitching this afternoon for the Minnesota Twins, one win, no losses. His second will be right-hander Carl Pavano. Umpires quickly. Jeff Nelson's going to be calling balls and strikes. Tim Cheeto is the umpire at first base, and he's moved over to play second base. Kerwin Danley will be the umpire at third base, and Mark Wegner the umpire at first base. Those are this afternoon's starting lineups, and it is brought to you by Broadway Pizza. 18 metro area locations. It's the Dining Deals feature restaurant of this series. You can pick up a $50 gift card off for just $25 at twinsbaseball.com/deals on dining. Pavano with his warm-up pitches. There's shadows on the field. To get us started, here's my good partner. Here's John.
Thank you, Danny. Boy, I'm going to say it one more time. A sight to behold. This is really something. Our opening pitch today is brought to you by the Minnesota Eye Consultants. Pioneers and educators in vision correction procedures, including LASIK, cataract, and glaucoma. Call 800-EYE-TO-EYE or visit MNEYE.com, and you can set up a consultation. Pavano, second start of the year, and he is taking his warm-up tosses to Joe Mauer. Here are the Twins in the field. At first, Justin Morneau. At second, Orlando Hudson. At short, J.J. Hardy. And at third, Nick Punto. In the outfield and left, Delman Young. In center is Denard Span. And in right is Michael Kadire. Joe Mauer catches, and he works with 34-year-old right-hander Carl Pavano. Everyone standing for the opening pitch of today's game. As right-handed hitting Marco Scudero steps in. Scudero in six games for the Boston Red Sox, 4-for-16. He does have a double and a run batted in. 4-for-13 with a home run lifetime against Carl Pavano. Under bright sunny skies, few clouds, we're ready to go. And here is the opening pitch of the game. Pavano to the line, and here it is. Just off the outside corner, and a count of one ball and no strikes. Fans booing that home plate umpire Jeff Nelson didn't call that pitch a strike. The opening pitch today was pitched at 3:13 Central Time and a temperature reading of 65 degrees. Pavano coming right back, and here's the pitch. He misses again. 2-0. Our today's time and temp brought to you by Carrier. Turn to the experts. 65 degrees and 3:13, the official time for the first pitch. There's a strike, and two balls and one strike. The fans reacting. And Pedroia steps out briefly and then gets back in again. Pavano, 6'5", 250, as mentioned, 34 years of age. And Pavano ready now, and here is the 2-1 delivery, and here's a line drive, base hit, center field. And Scudero has the first hit ever here in regular season play at Target Field. A solid single into center field and a two-ball, one-strike delivery.
They're on their feet, John.
Yes, they are. They're all standing here at Target Field. Two, the Twins are leading. Roush to Beltre. Fly ball right field, and this should do it. Kadire waits. Kadire catches, and the game is over. Celebrate all you want, Twins fans. The Minnesota Twins have won the inaugural game at Target Field, defeating the Boston Red Sox here this afternoon. John Roush with a perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning. For the Red Sox in the ninth, no runs, no hits, and nobody left. Final score here this afternoon, Minnesota 5, Boston 2.